Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, got questions? Need answers? Could use a laugh? Then look no further than Ask Me Levi's, hosted by Lacey Facey and me, the king of comedy, Dakota. Keeping the intro simple this week, guys.
Hello. Of course, hey. Some of you are on a different night tonight.
I was just about to say that. We're hitting you up on a Saturday.
Yes, it is different. We had some things that happened at the beginning of the week, and we just didn't want to cancel. So, since we do that lately. So avoid that. We're here now.
But, right. And we might be doing a double hitter tonight, guys. So hopefully I can pull that off after this for too much nerd talk for us. All
yeah.
Things green. We're gonna nerd out on green. And I got some fun facts for that one too.
Four, nine, okay.
You were just telling me off the air something interesting. They changed Suicide Awareness Month.
Well, there's always been like Suicide Awareness Month in September, but there was also like Suicide Prevention in March, and now it's turned into Bipolar Day. So,
gotcha.
They completely changed it for this month. So, like last year, we met and talked about like suicide awareness because of that this month, and that's kind of what tonight's topic is a little bit about too. But it's a little bit different this year with the month. So, bipolar now has its own month. So.
So how are we going to get into this here? Because this is a very serious topic, and we've gone over this because this will be, what, our third, fourth year of doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Suicide awareness episode coming up with it.
Yep. Well, and it is a serious topic, and we always throw in humor and things like that to help help when we have such stressful topics, and again, we always say that laughter is a great medicine. You know, it helps. It's natural, and it's truly good for the soul. So, but at the same time, you know, it is a very stressful subject. A lot of our fans, they have participated in the past by sending in questions and just wanting an overall general awareness episode, so it's very helpful. So
right,
it's also very important that you talk about it, because you know, suicide awareness is a silent killer. You know, suicide is a silent killer, so that's the true killer. We talk about heart attacks being the silent killer, but really, you know, there's actually more symptoms for heart attack than there is suicide at times. People just are blindsided a lot. So it's very
important.
Let
me hit you with some, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, you're fine.
Let me hit you with some, see, it's labeled suicide is a serious public health problem, but here's some numbers in it all here. Suicide rate increased 36% between 2000 and 2021. Suicide was responsible for 48,183 deaths in 2021, which is about one death every 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The number of people who think about or attempt suicide is even higher. In 2021, an estimate 12.3 million American adults seriously thought about suicide, 3.5 planned a suicide attempt, and 1.7 attempted suicide. I'm wondering, in 2001, mid-pandemic, I wonder if that had a lot to do with that.
Well, it did some, but, you know, it's steadily been increasing over the years. Like, if you go back and look, it's steadily more and more and more open about it. One, some people believe that it's increased because we talk about it more, but that's not actually true either. I think it's more evident to a lot of people that it's around because we talk about it more not hush hush, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Also, the suicide rates have went up in youth. A lot of that number is youth. You know, it's that.
Thing was in suicide affects people of all ages. In 2021, suicide was among the top 9 leading causes of death for people ages 10 to 64. Suicide was the leading cause of death for people ages 10 to 14 and 20 to 34. Well,
did you hear that?
Yeah, but 10. Hold on a second. Yeah, but that right there is something that, okay, when it said for people ages 10 through 64, then it goes to say 10 to 14 and 20 to 34. They covered all that with the first one, though, didn't it? 10 to 64? Am I just reading that kind of...
Well, you're the way you're reading it is saying that those are the ages probably were the higher. I mean, it hits every age, but it's
higher. Those are just the higher ages. Yeah, okay. I guess you're right with that, because is this the way it's worded on here? It just comes across kind of. Now, here's something I found interesting, too. Some groups have higher suicide rates than others. Suicide rates vary by race, age, and other factors, such as where someone lives. By race, the groups with the highest rates are non-Hispanic Americans, Indians, Alaskans, Native people, followed by non-Hispanic white people. Other Americans with higher than average rates of suicide are veterans, people who live in rural areas, and workers in certain industrials and like mining and people that do like mining and construction and stuff like that. Young people who identify as lesbian, gay, or bisexual have higher suicide thoughts and behavior compared to their peers who identify as heterosexual. Then it just says read more about them on the page. But I mean, I find that kind of interesting. I could see that.
You have the age group 10 to 16, okay? And see, that's where you see a lot of the LGBT, because they're coming into age. You know, they're trying to find an identity. They're trying to fit in somewhere, and it's hard because it's different. And depending where they live, like you said, that's a part, big part as well, how accepting it is to be themselves. It depends on that. The age group, though, lowered to 10 is the one I want to point out to everybody, though. That's being newer.
Right.
The last 5 years, that has dropped substantially. It used to be like age 12, and I thought that was young. You know, now we're at age 10. But then again, we look at our society. We've talked about it many, 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 many times on the show, how kids are growing up a lot quicker than they used to, that we're allowing them to go through more adult things at a younger age. Does that make sense? Well, we're growing the kids up a lot earlier now. We're at age 10. I was 10. You know, you weren't thinking about sex or your identity or you were still a kid. You were still thinking about, like, kid things. You weren't thinking about more grown-up things. Does that make sense?
I was thinking about what Ninja Turtle I was going to play that day.
Yeah. Like, or tag or, you know.
Yeah, but nowadays kids are so high-strung adult-wise nowadays, it's crazy.
Well, yeah.
It's like they're literally 10 going on 50.
We're talking about in school systems now on in kindergarten that they have a choice on their identity, you know, like whether they want to be a boy or whether they want to be a girl and, you know, things like that. At kindergarten, you know, where they shouldn't even be thinking about stuff like that then, like, it's just crazy to me. Like, we had on the show, we had somebody call in about having a friend that went to school to pick up their daughter. Do you remember that? And they were telling them when they got there, they asked for their daughter, and they said the daughter's name. And the school was like, we don't have anybody by that name. And she's like, yeah. And they're like, oh, well, they prefer to be called this name, and it was a boy's name. And she's like, they're in kindergarten, you know. It was just, it's getting a little insane. I'm not saying that people aren't allowed to be themselves. Don't get me wrong. They are. But we're putting pressure on kids where they have no idea about any of that. When they shouldn't even be thinking about that at that age group. Like, they have to automatically know their identity and who they want to be by kindergarten? Come on now. Like, we're just putting a lot of stress on our youth.
Right, yeah, it's just
crazy.
Well,
we already were, but, you know, it's even more now. Like, anyway. Okay, great.
So do you have any fan questions or any write-ins about suicide?
So always, one of the biggest questions they always ask is about the hotlines. What are the hotline numbers? And I have some here that I'm going to give out. Like the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline that's available 24 hours in all languages. Well, languages, English and Spanish. Or is the 988 number. And you can also text that number and get somebody right then. It's also a website. And then on Tennessee Gov, like we're in Tennessee, so we have one that's available 24/7, which is a crisis prevention. And that number is 855-274-7471, or text Tennessee to 741-741. Let's see. The National Suicide Lifeline is 1-800-273-TALK, which is 8255. So that is national.
So let's see here. Have you, because you know my backstory, so you know I have had a couple friends that committed suicide, and I've had a close family member that had. Have you had anybody in your family or anything like that that has? Or?
Well, yeah. And, you know, with the number being so high in the world now, how, you know, everybody is touched at somebody at some point now that has either taken their life or thought about it or attempted. I've had multiple people in my family throughout my life. I'm 32 now. I'll be 33 in July that has committed suicide. Recently, just 2 years ago, I had a really close family friend who took his life, which we talked about it earlier about veterans being one of the highest number of suicide rates.
Yeah.
He was a veteran. And one of those things for them is, and it really breaks my heart, especially in the United States, not just even the worldwide, but here in the United States, is that we condition our soldiers, and that's every country. You know, we conditioned our soldiers for war. We prepare them for war, but we don't condition them back to society when they come home, and we don't, we're not there for them like we should be. And everybody's like, well, there's the VA or, you know, stuff like that, but we don't support them like we should when they come home.
Yeah.
When they come home, we talk about how vested they are. That's how the VA talks about how vested they are. And unless they're vested like 80% or higher, which means they got injured in war or due to a war incident or whatever, then they pretty much have their equipment and everything paid for. But if you're vested less than that, I mean, they give you health care, but they don't, they make it difficult, one, because you have to go to one or two or certain positions for their health care, And also, you know, they don't get as much coverage as somebody who is higher vested. And to me, if you give your time and your effort and your life, because you do, you give, they give their life over completely to protect us. And they go to war, or they're prepared to go to war even if they don't. They should be 100% vested.
Yeah,
because they were
sure.
They were 100% ready to lay down their life for us at all times. So I feel like we should always be there for them. And, you know, when they come back, most of your homeless, when you look at that, when you look at your numbers for homeless, you'll see that veterans are the vast majority of that, too. Like, they have nowhere to go. And nobody talks to them about what happened. There's nobody to help them with that. And a lot of them have PTSD. And then that is a severe mental illness that ends up taking a lot of our people's lives, you know. It's just very sad. And, I'm like, if you're out there and you need somebody, there is people that care. There is, please reach out to people. Talk to your loved ones. You don't have reach out, you know, there's somebody, even though you feel like you don't matter, there's somebody that cares, you know.
I mean, we preach all the time on here, if you guys need to reach out to us, reach out to us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but, yeah, I joke a lot, but people that know me know I can be serious when it comes to things, and I do take certain things seriously, so.
Yeah. And I will say to the families that have lost loved ones, and because, you know, a lot of the families feel responsible because they missed, like, signs. And I'll say, you know, people, you're not responsible for that. I mean, you can't hold yourself responsible for their deaths. One, a lot of times if they don't tell you, you never know, because suicide is a very impulsive, silent killing.
Right.
Like, that depression that, and it builds and it builds and it builds and it builds until it happens. But the suicide within itself is very impulsive. It's something that happens in the moment.
Right.
That's why they say people start talking about it or start mentioning it or whatever, you're supposed to act on it immediately, because, you know, it's very impulsive. It could happen at any point once you start talking about it. Or some people, like I said, they don't even mention it to their loved ones or anything. It just kind of happens.
You had
one that's really hard.
I kind of want to add to what you were just saying about that is, me and you talked, I'll just throw this out there. Everybody who's heard our other episodes about this knows that I've had a cousin who's committed suicide. It's going on, it's been 11 years this month. Actually, a week ago, this week. My weeks are thrown off now. But me and Lacey were talking back and forth that night, or the other night about it, which was been in the night that it happened. And she said something that made me think, like, what she was just saying was, like, and pretty much was, even if he did call me, would it even changed anything? Or, you know, like, if I would have answered, you know, like, because he called me, but, like, I didn't answer. So even if I would have got to talk to him, would it really have changed anything?
Yeah. You can't what if. And that's the sad part, because, like, you know.
And that's what you're telling me, is, like, I can't just stay with what is, because in my mind it's been bugging me for 11 years. Like, what if I, you know, what could I have done to change this or that?
Yeah,
but,
because. The what ifs is that part of it as well, is that even after they're gone, a lot of people, family, for you example, feel like they were, if only they had answered, if only they had done the did something and was involved, or was 5 minutes early to getting home, or you can't what if. You just can't, because one, you can't know the future. you're not, it's that person's choice. And that it becomes really hard because people are like, well, why did they choose that? Or you can't do that either. You're not that person. It's hard because a lot of us hold anger years later too. And maybe it was just too hard for them to handle. Maybe it was just too hard for, we can't what ifs about it when they do pass. You know, it's just like a heart attack or any other illness when that when it happens. You have to look at it like that.
Right.
All we can do moving forward is talk about it, more open about it, that there is that it's okay to talk about it before you get to that point where they take their life. You know?
Well, I got some weird off topic here.
Okay.
We got about 9 minutes left of the show. I'm looking to try to set the next show up, and it might let me set it up for 10:30.
Oh, I don't know if we can do it at 10:30. Ram's not with me, so, and I told him 11.
The thing about that is that it might be 11:30 then, because it's not letting me have the features for the. Well, guys, I know there's things we should talk off air about, but it's not letting me have the feature yet for the after midnight, and it probably won't pop up till after it hits midnight there. So it'll probably be right at 11:30. Unless
hold on.
It pops up after this. It might not let me do it after. It might let me do it as soon as the show is done. Hold on. Anyway, sorry about that, guys. We'll get that taken care of in a minute.
I asked him if he could call in at 10:30, so.
Okay, let me see if it'll let me set it up for 10:30.
And while he's doing that, I'm going to go over the suicide awareness numbers, the lifeline numbers. So the national hotline, again, is 1-800-273-TALK. Which is 1-800-273-8255.
And then you have.
And then.
Now, is that the only one? Or is there's other ones?
There's other ones. And then there is another one. A suicide and crisis lifeline, or 988. You can text it or call it.
I wonder how that works when they text it. Like, eventually you would probably need to call and talk, right? That would probably be your best bet. Hello?
Sorry about that. I hit the button wrong. No, you can text too, and automatically somebody's right there. I mean, right there. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sorry, guys. I'm literally setting up the next show, and I'm surprised it's letting me do it. Great episode. Let's find out what happens, guys. It kicks us off right now in my bed. Oh, hey, so we got a show set up.
Oh, look at that.
So it lets us do multiple shows now? Well, imagine
so
that.
So we're at 11?
Yeah.
Or 10:30?
We can do 11, but we'll probably have to jump off here now so we can jump back on
that's
the new one because we'll have to recall back in and everything.
Okay, that's fine.
You have an upcoming scheduled show called The Too Much Nerd Talk in 6 Minutes. What do you want to do? We're going to jump off here, guys. All right, everybody, remember, if you guys do need to talk, you can hit us up. You can find us on all of our social medias. Lacey has set up pages for all of our other shows, everything like that. Tune in about 6 minutes for Too Much Nerd Talk. We're going to nerd out on the color green. And I don't know, is there anything you need to add to or you want to add to it?
And that's it. You can reach us at any time and talk to us privately by Messenger, or you can talk to us on our pages. We're here for you if you need us. And again, if you need any information or suicide prevention or anything like that, you can also ask those questions as well.
All right.
Okay.
Well, if, like I said, tune in about 5 minutes for the next show. last thing I got to say is, remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
Couldn't have said it any better myself. All right, everybody, tune in Tuesday for another Ask Me Levice.
Bye, everybody.